League's Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning League's Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting three matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the Crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and León starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. League's Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.
Even when the money really comes, I'm still not going to be out here like I'm rich. I don't want nobody to know that I'm you know. Like even my mom, she'd be like, yo, can I borrow something? I'm like, it's kind of tight.
Yeah, I'm just still trying to figure it out.
Hey, I was like, it's just you. You know, me and my sister moved out a long time ago. It's just you, and I got a family now.
But, Jay, I didn't saw you on ABC. You have a hit show.
That wasn't me.
You're in the fifth season.
That wasn't me either.
Well, she probably thought it was Red from the Five Heartbeats. But no, that was you.
I can see how somebody can make that mistake.
They can make that mistake, definitely. They can make that mistake.
That's what I'm like.
Yeah.
What up, guys? It's your boy, Tahir Moore, and welcome to another episode of Wording is Hard. I have my very good friend, my brother, my road dog, my comrade, amazing comedian, phenomenal writer, stylish as he wants to be, part of the Infinity Gang, you know what I'm saying? We all here with the Whip Gang. Sitting over here with the Oyster Perpetual Rolex on his wrist. He's obviously getting the money. Don't put it up now. You came in here shining
man,
on
this
him.
Is a little something. It ain't too much. I'm still paying on it.
Chris Sneed is in the building.
What's going on, fam?
I can't call it, man. How you doing, dog?
Man, I'm good. Thanks for having me.
Hey, man, listen. I saw, you know, you on Zoom the other night, and you came to Zoom with the homies, and I met you downtown for Chase's birthday, and I said, my boy out here, and he can't find no paint. Let me see if I can help, you know, bring some awareness to the whole situation.
Hey, so, man, appreciate
just
that.
Just using the platform to try to find somebody that could just... You know,
it's only a little bit. It's only a little bit.
It's a little down here too. It's a little.
But you know, that's what's in.
Okay. The little salt and pepper.
The little salt and pepper. I mean, yeah.
Yeah, it's like a gray fox. You're a silver fox. That's what they call it.
Yeah, kind of.
Steve Carell grew the beard out. Mm-hmm. And he had the silver. They called him a silver fox.
Hey man, every woman 50 and up is on me right now.
But you're 28.
Yes, I am. Hey man,
how you been doing through all the madness right now, man?
To hear, man, I've been all right, man. You know what? I'm an essential.
Yeah,
so,
you're an essential worker.
So therefore, I did, and I caught the COVID too.
Oh, you caught it?
Caught the COVID. Yeah. I had been down. I was down for a couple of days and bounced right back.
Okay.
You know, God said, no, not him.
Mm-hmm. Amen.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. So that was a diarrhea, fever, all that stuff.
Oh,
went online.
You sure that was that?
That
just sounded like food poisoning.
Well, you know what?
I told you to leave that girl alone.
Taylor, I'm practicing abstinence right now, okay?
You're just going to lie to me and all these people. This is what you're going to do.
Well, I can't say amen and start talking about sexual activity, so.
Why not? You don't think God see you?
God see everything I do.
There you go. So he know that you're lying right now. People know you're lying. I know you're lying.
So, yeah, so you saying the gray is what again? we ain't going to church over here, okay?
Get familiar with the show, right? You kind of know.
Yeah, I kind of know. Yeah.
Okay, so we have five index cards with, you know, some difficult words on them.
Okay.
The goal is to try to pronounce them correctly and also figure out the definition of said word. Now, Maya is back here to let us know how close or how wrong we are.
Okay.
So she, you know, gives us the green light with things. But also, like, just to keep us aligned because, you know, we having fun sometimes again. That type of thing.
Yeah, man, you know what? I'm probably one of the most educated brothers you've had on this show right now, man, so thus far. So, yeah, this should be very fun.
You're also a known liar. So I just want to throw that out there to the people because...
You gonna do me like that?
What, tell the truth? Are you opposed to me telling the truth?
Because well, when it comes to me being one of the most educated...
We gonna see.
Hey, man, let's go, man.
So we also have a bonus round, right? Mm-hmm. But I'll tell you more about that when we get closer to it. So
sounds superb.
Don't do that. Don't use a word that you don't normally use.
I use that word on a regular. I never use that word. We've been friends for a long time.
We have.
You've never
ever in life.
I'm appalled, man.
Okay, you know what? This motherfucker is. You are in rare form.
As my friend, you've never.
Neither one of those words have never come out. You must have got a new calendar.
I can't, my, wow.
Chris, don't do this. Don't make that face. See, yeah, you're a dad. That's a dad face right there. That's like, didn't I tell you to, why wouldn't you?
Yes, because I don't like how mischievous you're being right now.
Okay, you know what? That word was used out of context, so I'm just going to go ahead and get it started, okay?
Right, I just wanted to see if you was going to catch it. I knew that it mean what it meant the way I said it. Let's go, man.
I'm going to go ahead and kick it off right here with the first.
Mischievous.
Round one.
Here we go. I must have got your words. You want to switch real quick? All right,
No, I don't want to. All
right. Don't look at your words yet.
Okay.
Okay. Are these my words? Mm-hmm. Supposed to be mine?
That's your word.
Oh, no, go ahead.
The word is V-E-R-I-D-I-C-A-L.
All right, here we go. This word is veridical.
No, it's not.
This dude said
it's vertical.
It's not that either.
Veridical.
Not quite, but you're closer.
Very ridical.
Those are two different words.
Hey, do you need my help?
Veridical.
You got it eventually that it is veridical. But that was your 10th try.
Yeah.
10th try.
Boy, so boy, we boy. Can either we can either like try to guess the definition or mm-hmm. there are a sentence on the back that kind of gives you context clues. All right?
Uh-huh.
So I'm going to guess it first.
Okay.
And then I'm going to reaffirm it. Mm-hmm. By reading the sentence on the back. Watch and learn. How do I say the word again?
Veridical?
Veridical.
Veridical. All right. Veridical is when people ridicule you, if there's one person, like the lead, the person that does the most, they're very a veridical person.
That's not what that is.
Well, let's just find out.
Yes.
People tend to think of hallucinations as a kind of false perception in clear contrast to veridical. True to reality, normal perception. So veridical is reality. The virtual world that you're in.
Those are two opposite things.
You just read that one up.
Reality and the virtual world that you're in, those are two separate things.
You're talking to me? Is that for me?
That's for you.
Well, you just read what it was and you still can't figure out what it is.
Anybody ever say you sound like Sylvester the Cat? Because I'm getting a big, suffering, succotash kind of vibe from you right now. Can you say that damn Twitter bird? Can you just,
to hear.
Okay. Can I? I'm trying to focus.
Yes, please.
People tend to think that hallucinations as a kind of false perception in clear contrast to critical. True to reality, normal perception. Veridical is clear contrast to real life.
Exactly. Truthful, not illusionary.
Yes.
I want you to grab all your fucks. I want you to put them in one area and then I want you to tell them to shut up.
See, I've been using that word since fifth grade.
Okay. Some words, 75. Go ahead for your first word, Chris. I'm interested to see how you do. Most intelligent guest on the show.
The word is A-L-T-A-Z-I-M-U-T-H.
Boy. All right.
I ain't never seen somebody pronounce a word with a Z in it on the first try. So this is going to be interesting. The whole world is ready.
My word is autazimuth. Autazimuth. Boy. Am I right?
No. But you didn't say final answer.
Oh, you talking about this word?
Yeah.
I'm thinking of something else. I'm sorry. Autazimuth. Autazimuth. Yep. Autazimuth.
I'll tell you what, you ain't fucking close to figuring out what that word is.
Am I right?
You're still not right.
You know, you're like,
see, you gotta know the words too, okay? You can't be trying to figure out while I'm trying to figure it out. Because then nobody know if the word is right or not.
I can tell you that word ain't right. Well, what you said.
Let me stop messing with you, man. All right. Autazimuth. And let me stop playing. You know, I came in here, I'm having fun with my boy, and I'm like, I'm gonna mess around a little bit. But you know, because you know, I'm gonna tell you something. Some letters be silent. You know that, right?
This is
Autazimu. Thank you.
No.
Huh?
Altazimuth.
Nope. Not once did you say anything like
that. That is some bull. You mean to tell me I didn't say that?
Not once.
Say it again.
Altazimuth.
No.
You know, it's my. You know, my parents from Mississippi, and it was probably my accent.
You want to go ahead and try to guess what it means, though?
The simple altazimo.
That wasn't right. You just look at her and she'll say it. Just look at her. She'll say it for you.
Altazimuth.
Yeah, altazimuth. I know. The simple altazimuth mount allows vertical and horizontal. Vertical and horizontal movements for quick astro and terrestrial pointing. Sounds sexual to me. The simple altazimuth mount allows vertical and horizontal movements for quick astro. Oh, duh. So when I hung the TV up, I made sure the mount was altazimuth when I put it on the wall so it could have movement.
No, I want to take points away because it's in the sentence.
It's in the sentence.
It's in the sentence.
It's a wall TV mount.
That's your final answer? It's okay if it is.
Yeah.
There you go.
It's a mount.
There it is. Yeah.
It's a mount. It's a mount.
It's a mount.
It's a mount.
Mm-hmm.
A TV mount.
Yeah,
but altazimuth can be several different. It can be this tripod.
It can
be a tripod.
Come on.
This is altazimuth.
Let them know. Say it with your chest. What is it?
This is altazimuth.
Okay.
Anything
that
can be placed horizontal or vertical for quick astro and terrestrial pointing.
Just loud and wrong. Loud and wrong. Maya, if you would, please.
It's a telescope mounted so you can see both horizontally and vertically. It can move both horizontally and vertically.
I know. I'm gonna go to the next word.
Professional liar. You know that?
No. I'm a professional liar.
You just lie with any words that just come out of your lying ass mouth.
I can't be.
You a lying liar who lies. Santa, you didn't say shit. You didn't say shit, Chris. Okay?
I could have sworn I said.
Did not say telescope.
What did I say?
You said it's a TV mount.
You said, I'm getting my T's wrong. I'm getting my damn T's, telescope, teeth. All right, All right, never mind. Go on with the next word.
I'm going to just go with the next word.
I'm tripping.
It's all good. All right. Check it out, baby boy.
I'm good.
You good. Here we go. Here we go.
Round two.
Wait. You're paying what? Yo, you got to be kidding me. Oh, let me call you right back. Hey, guys. Sorry about that. I was just talking to another friend who's still with the big wireless companies paying hundreds of dollars every month. I just don't understand. Why would you ever do that when Mint Mobile exists? I mean, come on. You can get your phone bill down to $15 a month. $15 a month. Keep your phone, keep your contacts, keep your phone number. All you have to do is make the switch. Listen, these big wireless companies know that you'll pay the money. They know it. Nobody's walking around without a phone. Not today, okay? So they know that they can hit you with all of the hidden fees, all the taxes, all the service fees, and they know that you're going to pay it. But why? Mint Mobile saves money. By them not having retail stores, they save on overhead, and then they pass those savings on to you. This is a direct-to-consumer type of process, people. Save your money. Mint Mobile even lets you customize your data plan. You get to choose between 3, 8, and 12 gigabytes of 4G LTE data. And you still get free nationwide text and talk at $15 a month? Hey, man, listen, I can't make it any easier for you. But if you want to, make the switch and save a lot of money. Listen, go to mintmobile.com. That's mintmobile.com/wording. And start saving your money. It's your money. Keep it in your pocket. They'll ship it directly to your door. The plan will come directly to your door. It can't get any easier than that, people. Again, go to mintmobile.com/wording. That's mintmobile.com/wording. W-O-R-D-I-N-G. And start saving your money.
Round two. The word is C-A-N-A-I-L-L-E.
Canal.
Correct.
Where's she at? Oh, that's...
That's what I do.
Looking down at the canal, the elite felt themselves to be the most important group in the city. Looking down at the canal is like a lower part of the city. It is like a more poverty-stricken part of the of a city or a town, community, what so have you. It's the lesser than, all right?
Mm-hmm.
Poor group.
That's what you do.
Maya?
It is the common people.
Did he said poor?
Chuck Willoughby, we'll be back in 2-2. I did say poor.
But she said common people.
Common people is typically referred to as the lesser class, more poverty stricken, less economically driven people. So that's the common people.
Oh.
Like somebody that doesn't really understand what's going on. Common.
I feel like he kind of took a shot at
My neck.
I feel like you... You know what? Tia, you've been throwing little shots at me.
No, that's not what's going on. I'm trying to build you up. Sometimes you got to tear a man down.
I'm appalled.
You going to run it back. Don't you do it.
I said appalled already?
Don't lose character, okay? You hold that shit together, Maya, okay?
I said appalled already.
I can do it. You can't do it. There you go. Swallow the goddamn giggle. Okay, there you go.
I'm flabbergasted.
Hold it, Maya! God damn it!
I can't...
I saw her breaking that...
I can't believe this.
You know what? Just go on with your little funk-ass word, Chris. Because I'm sick of you. You done made Maya break. She ain't broke character in 8 episodes. You done fucked up our streak. Just go. Just go.
Okay.
You hold your mouth like a nigga with no teeth. You do a lot of this. Your goddamn teeth fat, Chris. Them goddamn gummy bears out of your mouth against the real teeth.
You see these nice teeth? That's great. Benefits. They're straight. They're white.
Your teeth look like ramen noodles that's just been sitting in water. They're loosey-goosey ass teeth.
Did y'all get a close-up on that?
Don't do that.
Going with my next word.
That's what you should do. That's what you should do right now.
The word is HermeneuticS.
Y'all ready?
Does it matter?
I just need to know when to start.
Let's go.
Hermeneutics.
Correct.
That thing is hilarious.
Hermeneutics.
What's it mean, Chris?
I'll tell you what it means.
I'm listening, because I need to know.
Do you want to know now, or do you want me to turn it over?
I want to know right now what it means.
Hermeneutics. Brother, let me tell you something, brother.
Mm-hmm.
Hermeneutics. Okay, you know. All right.
Go ahead and turn the card over.
I'm going to turn it over.
Okay.
I just want to break something down.
Please do.
Hermeneutics.
Okay.
Okay.
What the fuck did you break down? The word?
Can I finish,
brother? By all means. By all means.
Now listen to here. In hermeneutics, brother, the links between texts are all important.
Mm-hmm.
Everybody sends texts.
Mm-hmm.
So in hermeneutics, the links between texts are all important. So with hermeneutics,
if you repeat that one more time, and don't give me what the fuck it means.
Hermeneutics means.
Uh-huh.
The main point. The point that I'm making. So it's hermeneutics is making
nigga, could you
factual get, point. So
could you get to the hermeneutics? If that's what it means.
It's the facts.
It's
main
not.
Points.
It's not.
It's not at all.
It is the art or science of interpretation, especially literary and religious texts.
You would have never got that. Ever. I would have never got that.
Say it again.
It's the art or science of interpretation, particularly literary or religious texts.
Right. I am tripping, yep. Because I remember, man.
Chris, I say this with love. If you ever come to my set drunk again.
This guy. You blame it on alcohol.
Blame it on
alcohol. Sometimes I be forgetting.
Alcohol, absolutely.
Man.
You be forgetting?
Yeah, I was working, man. But you saw how I pronounced it right on the first try.
Yeah, you did. You did.
But I'm thinking, no,
it's all good, man. It happens to the best of us.
Yeah.
You want to keep it moving?
Yeah, let's keep it moving.
All right, cool. We'll go to my next word.
Mm-hmm.
Round 3.
Look at this fucking word.
The word is YTTRIFEROUS.
What fucking word has YTT just started?
Wow.
This is what I'm saying. If you think you begin words, they ain't taking no easy on me. Ain't no punches being held.
Dude, it's two letters next to each other. Those are the easiest words.
Okay, how about this?
Like Mississippi? SSIPP. When it's two letters right next to each other, those are the easiest words.
This guy.
This guy.
Okay, let's go with eutrophorus.
No.
Why triphorus?
Mm-mm.
To triphorus.
No.
Triforce.
What's your final answer to here?
Triforus.
No.
Well, I gave it my all. And I feel good about that. What's the correct way to say the word?
Itriferous.
I didn't say that the first time?
Not at all!
You said itriferous.
Itriferous. Oh, you're right.
Y can be ya. Y can be e. Y can be ya.
It can
ye or ya.
What was that last one, though?
E.
No, before
or
that.
You. You got. You should know that.
I'm just going to read this sentence.
Please.
Gadolinet is one of the utriferous. What is it?
Utriferous.
Be honest with you guys. I'm never going to use this word in real life. So I really don't care what it means. All right? If you had to, if money was on the line, I would say it's a metal mineral. Similar like gold or something like that.
It's an adjective.
Okay, so it describes it. Okay. Shiny. Shiny minerals. It's one of the shiny minerals.
It may be shiny, but that's not the definition.
Okay, Maya, you know what? I'm going to just go ahead and take a knee on this one. Why don't you just go ahead and just drop it down for your boy and keep the knowledge.
Containing or producing a rare silvery metallic chemical element found in combination in gadolinite, monazite sand, and samarskite.
You never took
Chris,
chemistry.
Chris, it's your turn.
You didn't take chemistry?
I took AP chemistry to be
AP?
Exact.
You took AP chemistry?
Just say that word for me.
Gadolinite. Gadolinite.
Okay. And say this word.
Etiferous.
Did he say it right?
Etiferous. Yes.
No, let her answer. Did he say that right?
Etiferous. It's like a short I.
It's the I with the dot at the top.
Go ahead and read your word, Chris.
It's the little I.
Just go ahead and read your word.
Shoot, boy, take chemistry, boy, something.
None of that makes a difference.
I like to have things in order, okay?
My bad, you right. You are so right. I am sorry.
I like things in order.
The word is E-L-E-G-I-A-C.
Elegiac. Is that your final?
Oh, wait, don't hurt.
But is that it? That's what you're going with?
Elegiac.
Okay, cool. Am I right? That's not my fine.
You're very close.
But he's not there.
Elegiac.
Wait a second. What?
Elegiac. Elegiac. Elegiac.
A lazy jock? Is that what you said? Did you call it a lazy jock?
Well, that's correct right there.
What?
Come on.
The short E at the beginning.
Yes.
So she hasn't said it yet. So you say it, and then she'll say it.
Okay. Elegiac.
Maya?
Elegiac.
Two different words.
Elegiac. Elegiac.
It's two different words. Yeah, you said elegiac. She said elegiac.
Elegiac.
It's two different words.
It's two different, but they in the same family.
They not related. They just stay in the same neighborhood.
Yes. They're one.
That's not true. Maya, you get the final say so. What is it? Well, did he get it or not?
Elegiac.
So you didn't get it, right?
He didn't.
He said so close.
It's very close.
It was very close. It was neck and neck. I was rooting for you the whole time.
I Can I tell you what the definition is?
Please, I would love to.
The elegiac poem brought everyone to tears during the funeral. Emotional. Elegiac is touching, sentimental. Emotional.
Too vague. What kind of emotion?
It's in a word. Saddened. It means sad.
Yep, sorrowful.
Yeah.
Mournful.
Yep. Keep going.
That's the answer.
Yep,
you,
I know.
You got it.
Yep. Give me my points.
Well, you're going to get a point because you didn't get the pronunciation correct, but you did get a point.
Hey, I feel I'm winning right now.
Welcome to feel whatever you want. We'll find out.
Yeah, we will.
Yes, we will.
We're going to find out.
We are going to find out.
Don't give me that elegiac tone.
That was a sorrowful tone.
Yeah, the tone was sorrowful.
It was not.
See, you. Ooh. You know what?
I'm trying to pronounce my word, okay? Could you?
Go ahead, man.
For 10 seconds.
Round 4.
Woo! Come on! That's one for the books, baby. Listen, winning season returns at MyBookie, and winning season means doubling your first deposit. Winning season means Survivor, Super Contests, and Squares. At MyBookie, winning season means hitting all the parlays and all the props while your feet are kicked up watching your favorite team march on to victory. If you want to invest in your intuition and double your first deposit, all you have to do is use the promo code HARD. New players get up to $1,000. That's right, $1,000 in free play. This is designed to add more excitement to the sports you already love to watch and the games you love to bet on. From live betting to championship futures, every play you want to make is waiting at MyBookie. And it's so simple. All you have to do is make your picks, win big, and collect your cash. Who doesn't want to do that? Again, all you got to do is use the promo code HARD and you get to double your first deposit. Double it. So what are you waiting on? Your winning season begins today at MyBookie. Go to MyBookie.ag. That's MyBookie.ag. Use the promo code HARD and you will double your first deposit. That's right. I said it, baby. Double it. Again, go to MyBookie.ag and use the promo code HARD and double it up, baby.
Round 4.
Yeah, keep scratching.
Yeah, I get words like this. I get, like, real words like this. Child's play.
The word is E-U-R-I-P-U-S.
I already know what that is.
Do you?
Yes.
Okay.
All right. I know exactly what that is.
Rebus. Okay, here we go. Just throw it out there. Euripus. Euripus.
Correct.
Yep.
Euripus.
Yep. So easy. So easy. Everybody knows E and U is going to start with U.
I said that.
Like Eureka.
I did that right. That wasn't the part of the question. It was the reap or the rye.
That's easy. Go ahead, man.
It is said that he threw himself into the Euripus because he could not explain the cause of the tides. It has to do with a body of water. It's just water. You just don't need to shake it up. It's not like mixed with anything. It's just water. It's like it's the asshole of the ocean. But by asshole, I mean the Euripus is like the part of water where when H2O, like when hydrogen, mm-hmm. two hydrogen meet some oxygen.
Don't know. Neither do they.
It's the mouth of the waterfall. Thereby being the devil's anus. This is what some pirates call it.
No, it is a body of water. I don't know what the ocean's asshole is.
It's a nautical term. You really have to, you know, be really involved in the aquatic
ass eating.
Hmm? No, not so much. You don't have to be too involved with that. I mean, you know, a little research never hurt nobody. But that was, it's more so like, you know. So what?
It. I mean, it could look like one. It's a strait or a channel with very violent flows.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So I suppose technically.
I mean, technically.
No.
No.
Okay. Cool. Nothing to do with ass. It can look like one. Ass looks like ass.
Sometimes.
Okay, you're nasty. You're filthy.
Let's hear your next word. That was the word Jay got wrong, so put that one on back, and then it's the next word.
I know what word I want.
Because I had said mine right, so I was just making sure you knew.
Okay, my ass. Nothing to do with ass.
The word is G-U-I-L-L-O-C-H-E.
Goulash.
No.
Final answer?
No. Just warming up.
Yeah, warm up the throat. To say the word correctly.
Guy-lo-shay. Giloche. Giloche.
No, none of these have been correct.
Guy-lo-sh. Giyu. Guy? I'm right when I say the guy part, but and y'all know I'm pronouncing this right. This is if you so good is that I know I got that right. Good.
Just say it. Just say what you think it is. So you can say
Lola Shay.
Okay, that's your final answer?
Yep.
Can I say the correct way?
Mm-hmm.
Galosh.
Oh, this was the word previous that was on the
what
show.
What is it?
Galosh?
Yeah.
A galosh. Oh. Galosh. Oh, yeah, that's
Just read the sentence. Just read the goddamn sentence.
The watch face is complemented by a gorgeous galosh dial that adds a touch of subtle elegance.
That's it.
Yeah. Oh!
There it is. It's right on tippy toe.
Oh!
Yep, now you got it.
It's,
Come on. Walk it down, baby.
Okay.
Walk that motherfucker down. Come on, take your time with it. Yep, that's a watch.
Galosh.
Yep.
Oh, gloss! The dial.
She's already picked up the pen. That means that she don't believe in you.
Mm-mm.
She don't believe in what you're doing right now.
So galosh is it's more like beauty.
It's beautiful.
And ooh, amazing. Beautiful. Amazing. Pure. Exuberant.
Oh my God. Come on, walk it down.
So galosh means
take your time.
Nice.
Boom. There it is. Now look back at her and see if she's proud of you.
It's not that. It can be beautiful. It's actually an ornamental border formed when two or more curved bands interlace to repeat a circular design.
So, what's the definition?
That what I said just now. It's for watchmaking, sculpture, and things like that.
Sculpture. Yep. Okay.
Do you want me to say it again?
She can say it slower this time. Oh, you got it. You got it.
Oh, no, I got it.
Yeah. Hey, yep.
Yeah, that is. Yeah.
He knew.
Yeah.
Round 5.
See, a lesson, man, would think that was potpourri. You know what I mean?
Oh, no.
When you first glance at it?
Yeah, when you first look at it, it looked
like that.
But that's, I ain't gonna say it, but yeah.
Oh, because you know it?
That I do know.
Oh, you do?
That one I do know.
That one right there.
Yeah.
The word is P-A-P-E-T-E-R-I-E.
Yeah. Fortunately, yeah. That one I do know. I wish that one was over here, but... Yeah. You got a lot of stuff over there that I knew.
Yeah,
you had a nice little deck. I mean, to for me.
Yeah. Gotcha.
Yeah.
For sure. All right, here we go. Papetery.
No.
Ha!
Shit.
Papetery.
No.
Okay. Papetery. 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 All of those are no, huh?
All of them.
Okay. Yep. Chris, you want to go ahead before she says it?
Yeah.
All right, go ahead.
The word. Chris, I can tell you the origin of the word, too, but I'm not going to tell you that.
Just
say the word, babe. Papeterie.
See? It's French, so some of those words are silent. Some of those letters are silent.
Yeah.
You didn't get it right. Okay. I'm just say that.
Who got it? Who was closer?
It don't matter, closer. You were closer, but you didn't get it right.
Papeterie.
What are you thinking about?
I had just used that word too. Cause my son, you know, my son is 15. And they doing online classes.
Why
right
your
now.
Voice get that high?
Why? Cause I had just thought about it. I had just used that word because
I'm gonna go ahead and
he did come over and he was doing school online and then yeah, go ahead.
The couple canceled their wedding after an argument over how to say it again?
Papetery
for the invitations.
What the
I think that's like the fancy paper or the fancy paper.
Correct.
For the invitations.
Correct. Papetry. Fancy stationery.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. That was I'm surprised you got that, man. That was pretty good. I'll give you that one.
Thank you.
All right.
The word is I-N-S-O-U-C-I-A-N-C-E.
insouciance.
Correct.
I'm impressed.
Preliminary findings suggest that the public has reverted to its earlier insouciance about plastic waste.
Oh, please, Uncle Chris, tell us what insouciance means.
I sure will. Preliminary findings, let me say it again. Preliminary.
There you go.
Findings suggest that the public has reverted.
Boom, pulled it back.
To its earlier.
What we first say?
Insouciance.
That's what I need your help with.
About plastic waste. So that word I will have to go with.
There you go. Come on, with your chest. With your chest now. There you go. Let's go. Mm-hmm.
To its earlier. So it's earlier. So it's
original.
Mm-hmm. Original what?
It's original.
Spicy?
Format. Original creation. Like, it's original
recipe.
It's original creation.
No.
Okay. What is original? Beginning.
It's not the word in question.
That's not the word in question.
Format. It's so. Beginning first. Original. Original can't be duplicated. Okay. Original. It's first, the beginning, the main, the.
Hey.
Tell me what it is.
Listen. You know what original means, okay?
I know.
Their original indifference.
They get back to say.
Original lack of concern.
Right. Original lack of concern. Okay.
Extra credit.
Hey, what's up, guys? It's your boy, To Hear More. And I want to let you know that this episode of Wording is Hard is sponsored by the good people over at Hawthorne. Ladies and gentlemen, let me be quite frank with you. I smell damn good. Like, all the time. Like, I know I joke a lot, but Maya, have you ever smelled me not smelling up to par?
You smell fantastic every day.
Every damn day. And do you know why? Because I take advantage of Hawthorne. Hawthorne has created me two signature scents that people automatically associate with me. And I couldn't be happier about this. Women like when men smell good. Am I lying, Maya?
You are not lying.
And what better way to smell good than smell like something that was specifically made for you? I'm telling you, you need to try. What do you think about it, Maya?
You liking the conditioner.
This is, Maya, this is for us. This is for the fellas. We can't have nothing. Fellas, listen. Head on over to Hawthorne.co right now. That's HAWTHORNE.co. Use the promo code WORDING, WORDING, and get 10% off your first order. Ladies, you can do it too for your guy, okay? I mean, if you really, really want to, fine, but this is for the fellas, because we tired of getting socks and ties and gift cards to a restaurant you want us to take you to. That's not a gift for me. That's for you. You know that. And I'm sick of it, okay? You want to give me something I like, get me a Hawthorne subscription. You can keep it going every month. Did you know that? You can keep the subscription going, and they'll just send you out the shampoo or the body wash. It's all you ever need. And you're welcome.
Extra credit.
We got this bonus round, and in the bonus round, we got one sentence, and it's just a strongly and just difficult sentence, strongly worded, difficult sentence. Okay. We got 10 seconds to get through this sentence with as little errors as possible.
So super straightforward. Okay. 10 seconds. I'm gonna let you. Maya has two cards. I'm gonna let you pull what card you want to be yours first. Don't look at it. Just set it on your face. Mm-hmm. Face down. Mm-hmm. All right. Then I'm gonna pull a card. Boom. Now Maya, she already got her phone set up. We got 10 seconds to read this. I'm gonna go first, and then it'll be your turn.
Okay.
Okay. So Maya's gonna. I'm gonna let her know when I'm ready.
Mm-hmm.
Here we go. You ready, Maya?
Mm-hmm.
Three. I don't wait.
You good, fam?
Oh, great. All right, here we go. 3, 2, 1. The carbon super acid H, which is 1 million times stronger than sulfuric acid, is entirely non-corrosive.
You got it in 7 seconds, and you pronounced carborane incorrectly. Mm. Half points.
You can't win them all. You can't win them all. Don't. Okay, there you go.
Yeah, we'll make sure.
Yeah, okay, gotcha.
Mm-hmm.
Ready?
Ready when you are.
You got your clock ready?
Mm-hmm.
All right.
By way of expiation of their crime, the Danaes were condemned to endless tasks of filling with water in a vessel which had no bottom.
It was over 10 seconds, and you got the word in question correct.
So you get half of it, too, just like I did.
Oh, so it was a tie.
Sure.
It was a...
Yo, you are hilarious, dog. I haven't silent laughed this much in any episode.
Hey, man.
But here's the thing, though. I'm seriously worried about you because something is wrong with you.
Wow. We tied.
I know. We haven't got the final score yet. We haven't got the final score. I just said we tied on the bonus round. Because I got one thing wrong, got one thing right. You got one thing wrong, got one thing right. So she's about to tell us the final score.
Oh, well, at least we're on the same level of smartness.
We don't know that yet.
I'm basing it off of this. Off of this last thing.
Gotcha. That makes sense.
All my words were pronounced correctly. It just took me a little longer.
Yeah, there you go.
Give us that score.
Tahir, you won with 60 points. Chris, you got 40. Second place.
Well, the second, it's only two.
Mm-hmm.
But you still got second place. You didn't lose. You just didn't win. Hmm? Come on. Knowledge, brother.
It was 40 to 60?
Mm-hmm.
20 points?
Mm-hmm.
That's basically
it. I thought it was like, difference. I could have sworn I had like, I don't know, I felt like I had 59. I mean, if you won, that's cool. I know I had 59. Hey, that's a good job.
Good game.
That was a good game.
Good game.
It was a close game, too,
it
man.
It was so close by the difference
because
of 40
we're
points.
Going by tens.
So close.
Man.
By the difference of 20 points. Woo! Man.
y'all know who really won. And I know, that have them comment below.
I mean, they're going to do that.
Let them comment who they feel.
Not going to stop them. Not going to stop them at all. But listen, thank you guys so much for tuning in. Chris, you have anything coming up you want to let the people know about?
Yes, I have.
Thank y'all so much for watching another episode of Wearing This Hard. We'll talk to you next week. Peace. What the
fuck? Leagues Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning Leagues Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting 3 matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and León starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. Leagues Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.